I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Another electric scooter service is up and running in Atlanta. Uber's new service, called Jump, now has 200 scooters on the streets of the city. CBS 46 reports that Uber is using Atlanta as a test market for the new service. The move comes amidst calls for the Atlanta City Council to develop regulations governing the electric scooter services. Well, five endangered right whales have been spotted off the Georgia coast. They began returning this month to give birth. GPB's Cindy Hill has more.
Each whale's markings is unique, like a fingerprint. That makes it easy for scientists to track them using planes and boats. No babies were born last year, but two of the whales spotted this month have given birth in the past, making scientists optimistic. Clay George with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources says new births this year are especially critical for the species' survival.
They only number in the 400s or so, so if the population's going to recover and increase in number, their future's really going to depend on what happens here on the Georgia coast.
He says they expect the first right whale births of the season in the coming weeks. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill in Savannah.
For the first time, Atlanta-based UPS says it will see more returns before Christmas than after. The shipping company says it handled around 1.5 million returns yesterday, and it will see another spike on January 3rd. UPS says return days have creeped up as retailers offer holiday deals weeks before Thanksgiving. The American Bar Association has put Atlanta's John Marshall Law School on probation. According to the AJC, there are concerns about the school's ability to adequately educate its students. The association is concerned that Marshall Law School is admitting students who do not appear capable of completing its program of legal education and being admitted to the bar. In a statement to the AJC yesterday, the law school said they are proud of the school's heritage of providing traditional and non-traditional students access to legal education, and that they will work with the Bar Association. The Peach Drop is moving back to underground Atlanta. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms confirmed this week that the city's New Year's Eve celebration will return to underground Atlanta after moving to Woodruff Park last year. Details about this year's downtown celebration have not been released, but officials have historically held a large party with music, food, and the lowering of the 800-pound peach at midnight. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks travel to New York to play the Knicks tomorrow night. Tip-off is 7:30 p.m. With a record of 7 wins and 23 losses, the Hawks are in 14th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.